This is a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM, so please stay tuned.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Multicultural 1600 AM. This is Tuesday. Committing to the process, I'm your host, Tua, and my co-host, Tug Lee. And today we have a special guest, Joseph Ulip. He's a professional sports massage therapist and also a great guy, too. I've known him ever since I first moved to Fresno. He was always a promoter and then went from there, and our friendship grew. And today I'm glad to have him on board. And hear more about, share his story with everybody. So what's up, Joseph? Your mic is kind of high, but you got it.
what's up?
So tell us a little bit about you before I go on to the deep questions.
All right. Well, I'm originally from Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii, from a small town of Waipahu. Now I'm a resident here as my second home, Fresno. So thank you, Tua, for having me here. Thank you, Tua.
Hey, no problem, man. It's a pleasure having you here.
Just was kind of shy. I mean, all right. So Joseph, before becoming a massage therapist, what were you doing?
I was doing promotions. I was very deep in promotions and doing a lot of things. I was like all over the place.
I
work full time job. I work for the school district. Mm-hmm. I'm also doing like side jobs like graphic designs. I didn't go to school for it, but I taught myself. Mm-hmm. I just learned to hustle and just gotta do what I gotta do to survive.
Wow. So back then when I first met you, you were running the energy drink with what was it called again? The energy drink?
It was liquid nitro.
Liquid nitro. How did you get hooked up with that?
So I was a freelance photographer, and I was training boxing. It was under Alimad Boxing. I was training with that gym, and he asked me if I can do some pictures. So I was invited to a show that he did, and he introduced me to a couple MMA fighters. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of just led up to where I'd just been posting pictures of what I do. And then just one day I got contact by one of the owners of the beverage company. So then the rest was history, and then I kind of just grew from that. And I didn't have any business background or anything. I just had the street smarts, so I kind of start from the bottom, and I end up having multiple accounts and being a distributor at the same time, just asking questions from the other distributors to just doors opening to leading me up to promotions. And I kind of stepped out of the beverage distribution phase to getting into the promotion. And I handled with big name celebrities from E-40, T-Pain, Baby Bash. The list goes on and into where I am today.
Okay. Hey, too, have you ever had the liquid nitro before?
Yeah, I knew Joe back then too. I go pretty far back with Joe, too. I can't even remember how long, but I do remember he was promoting it. And I was like, hey, what is this stuff? And he was like, yeah, try for free. And I was like, okay, I'll try. But I'm not a big energy drinker, so I wouldn't even know what was good or was not. But it did taste pretty good at the time. So I know he was doing his thing. As long as I've known Joe, I mean, he's always been a hustler. He's always had ambitions. Yeah. It's always great when you meet people who aspire to be more than where they are, and Joe's just one of those guys. And he's from Hawaii, so I'm always I was always picking him. Hey, when I go to Hawaii, where do I go? Where do I sleep? How do I eat? This and that. And he's always giving me advice on that too. So that was kind of cool. I haven't been to Hawaii yet, but planning on it soon. It's just so busy with all the things that I'm trying to do right now. But
I've been to Hawaii too. Make sure you don't go to Waikiki. It's like going to San Francisco. Don't go to Waikiki.
Okay, so I will mental note to stay out of that. Joe, I have a question for you, Joe. So when you decided to stop the beverage thing and decided to go on like full promo, because I know, like I said, I remember you back then, you were like pretty hardcore. You were always up posting pictures, always up at night, late nights. Well, was that like a, how big of a change was that for you? And how did you have to like prepare mentally for it? Because you said you really had no business background, just street smarts, just kind of, you were just kind of winging it. So how did you do that for somebody out there who's listening who could be like, you know, I'm tired of where I'm at. I want to try something, but I don't know how, or I don't know where or what to do. So kind of walk us through with your mindset of how you said, you know what? Because distributing beverages and going to full on promoting events, that's a huge difference.
Well, with the distribution part, you know, it takes time, gas, and you know, a lot of man hours where you gotta make sure the place is restocked, the store is restocked.
Yeah, I would bet.
So I kind of was thinking like I needed another route to where the thing that I would love to do was going to events. So I told myself, what can I do to be a part of it? I don't want to be a person that goes to it. I want to be a part of it. I don't want to be the one sitting in the stands. I want to be on the field, or I want to be part of the action.
Backstage, huh?
Yeah, I want to roll where everybody is. So I told myself that one day I will be one of the top promoters, but I know I'm not, but I was working towards it. But I got to see a lot of actions. So my first promotion was the club scene. I started the club scene. It was back when Aqua She, all those other clubs that was open back in the day. Little do you know, but my first five club scenes, club gigs, I only had five people showing. And, you know, that was kind of one of my struggles. I didn't know what to do. So I just kind of ask around. That's the thing about if you want to grow and you see other people that is already there, you got to ask a lot of questions. You got to talk to the people that been there, done that. And as well, you got to fail along the process. Everything is a process. So from there, then I start getting to collaborate with a lot of promoters. And that's the big key. You got to collaborate with a lot of people. So it kind of led up to where I'm doing bigger shows today. I'm very humbled to work with Rick, with Jose Ramirez, doing St. Mark's Centers, doing the Grizzly Fest, doing a lot of big gigs. I'm just blessed and just thankful. But with the process, I had to fail to know what I want to get into. And it was kind of like a passion.
So when you said that you had to fail to meet success or to grow as you grew, since this show is staying committed to the process, everything is a process, and I'm pretty sure everyone out there kind of understands that. The difficult part is staying committed. So how did you stay committed when only five people showed up, like you said, to your first five events?
Just stay consistent. Just keep doing it and telling yourself, like what I tell myself was, it's okay. It's a learning phase. Next time, it's on to the next. Even if five people plus another five shows, it's a little progress. But my dream and goal was to promote with the bigger guys, to even be a part of something big. It took me 10 years to even get to where I'm at. I did like passing out flyers. That's another process, pushing through social media. But I had a guy that Don LA who put me under his wing, and I'm very grateful, thankful that he taught me a lot of routines and just little things to step up my game in the promotion field to where I am today. I'm just, and that's the thing, never burn bridges. Always keep the network and build relationships. And that's the big key.
That's my philosophy right there. Don't ever burn your bridges, because you never know when you're going to need someone, or they could be reaching out to you. So I think a lot of people, they don't realize that, because it's all about me. It's all about me. What's in it for me? And like you said, before you made it, before you grew, you had to understand that it's all about collaboration. And so if you're burning bridges, well, you're not, instead of building bridges, you're not really growing either, because you just can't go that route. So can you elaborate a little bit more about, like, when you said these bigger, I don't even know what you would call them, bigger event guys, right? Like, how do you even get in touch with them? And can you walk us through your emotions or your thought process of, hey, look, this is my first big guy. Like, what do I do? Like, how do I collaborate with this person when I'm just me?
So there's a few stories that I want to share based on that question. The first one was when I was doing the energy drinks. There was a big promoter that was coming down to Fresno from LA, and their first show was the Winter Jam, that was with Ice Cube and Tyga, and they were looking.
Where were my tickets back then? Like, you didn't give me any tickets. What's up?
My bad. I was like all over the place.
Yeah, I know.
And they were scouting out some promotion teams and putting teams together, and I was blessed to be a part of that. And then we did what they asked. And from the multiple teams that they picked, the second year round, they only picked the top two that did the work. And I was blessed to even be a part of that and the years after that, to where I did Keisha Cole, I did E-40, the list goes on. And then that's kind of how I grew from that. And then here's another story. And how I got in touch with Rick, which is the manager of Jose Ramirez, who's the current world champion. And 2 years prior, before working with Rick, I reached out to see if he needed some help to do some promotions, but he didn't respond. So I went another route. I worked with Al Perez. They also run a clothing company and promotions for boxing. And they did the first gig at Selen Arena, a boxing event. I was part of that. I did part of the street push. And then Rick asked who helped. And then my name was brought up. And then 2 years later, after I reached out, Rick came to me and said, let's have a meeting. And then the rest was history. So it's all about not just your work ethic. It's just the people that you work with. Like Tua was saying, when you collaborate and build the bridges, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
So and word of mouth is still the ultimate goal then, yes. Right? That gold that just pays you back, and when you're not even expecting it. So yes, building those bridges, staying committed to the process, no matter how many times you fail, you just pick yourself back up, get back up there, keep pushing and going forward. That's all amazing stuff, and I hope that everybody out there who is listening can pick up on that and say, you know, I'm not where I want to be right now, but I know that if I just keep pushing, I will get there. And eventually, you're going to get a break. Somebody's going to say, hey, you did a great job. You did this and that. Somebody who you worked with is going to push your name up higher, like in your story and how you shared with us. And that's kind of when that opportunity arises, with all the knowledge and the experience that you have gained doing all the little things, that's kind of where you can, I guess you can say, you put all of that culminates to that point where you're one shot to kind of impress the bigger guys, right?
Yeah, and just the main thing is, I want to put on a little thing on that, is you have to have a dream and you got to follow your passions and just never give up. Just never have that give up mentality. Just keep going. And still today, I still have those days where I fall and still struggle. Mm-hmm. Yep. I still accept those. In fact, before I became a massage therapist, fast forward a bit, this is one thing that I didn't share with anybody, not even my family. Ooh. So you guys, you guys gonna hear it right now, exclusively. I was, kid you not, I was homeless for 7 months. I was living out of my car.
Wow.
I had a boss that had an extra space to put my things. Mm-hmm. For 7 months, I was collecting cans for my gas. And the place that I was working at, it was a restaurant. Thank goodness, because that's where I eat. And I had a gym membership at GB3. Thank goodness for GB3. And that's where I shower, charge my phone.
As long as you didn't sleep in there, right?
Yeah, I didn't sleep in there. But that
you
was...
You should have went to the 24-hour ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that was my rock bottom. And right now, I just feel that emotion. But I'm still in the process of bettering myself. So now that everything's turning upside up, I'm just thankful that I thank God. That's the main thing. I thank God for giving me the strength. And I thank for the people just supporting me as well. But that's one thing I didn't share with everybody, not even close friends, not even my family. My parents didn't even.
That's an amazing story. And, you know, we want to thank you for opening up and sharing that. I mean, I think when you break it down and you get to the human level like that, I mean, that's kind of what the whole purpose of this show is, to kind of just share with everybody that, you know, when you're having... Life is rough out there, and when you're having a hard time, you're not the only one out there. So thank you for sharing that with us. We are going to go on our first break right now, and we will be right back with Joseph Ulep. Thank you, guys.
Don't lose.
guys, welcome back to Committing to the Process Tuesday. My name is Tua, my co-host is Tua. Our special guest is Joseph Ulip. Don't forget, on March 14, we have a Habitat auction right there behind the Lowe's on Clovis Avenue, Clovis Restore. So from 11 o'clock to 2 p.m., we're going to be there with our booth. So come by and say hi to us at our booth. And then there is going to be a trade show booth, silent auction, live auction, raffles, food trucks, and more. And also, we have a special event coming to Fresno on March 20th. So we'll put some more details on it out later. It's going to be the Rise Incorporate Night Market. So we'll go into more detail of that in a bit. But going back to the story of Joseph. So, Joseph, when you were living in your car, what kept you from, like, you know, because some people, when they live in the car or homeless, and they go and they get deeper into the situation, what kept you motivating you to say, you know what, I'm not going to give up?
Well, I told myself, I don't want to be like this the next year or 5 years from now. I got to be better than this. So I told myself that it's going to be better. It's going to be better. Just stay focused. But I was still, during that time, I was in a deep depression as well. But by just having the faith and just staying, living day by day, and just going and going, and just doing whatever I need to do to kind of save and tell myself that my situation will be better anytime soon.
Did you have anybody that believed in you, or was it really hard finding somebody that said, you know what, I believe in you, Joseph, or any situations like that?
Well, yes, I did have one person. Well, I have maybe like one or two, but the one person that I kept in contact with, she's a international well-known person. She works with a lot of big celebrities, and we came in contact through social media, and her name is Yasmin Couture. She's currently in the UK. She's been an uplifter for me. We've been talking just here and there, just telling me that I'm an awesome person. And that's the thing, that when you're falling or getting into problems, you're gonna need somebody to encourage you. If not, you have to push yourself. In the beginning, I didn't have anybody, but I was kind of like a lost sheep and trying to look for the right person to talk to, but had that ego to where I didn't want nobody to know. So I kind of just went off in the social media and just kind of like just looking, just picture myself, look, everybody here living happily. But I know for a fact not all are real, but I just told myself that one day, you know, I'm just glad to be breathing.
Yeah, and that's the thing with social media these days, which is another topic on its own for another day. But, you know, people always try to post their happiest moments on it, but we all realize, and we all know deep down inside, that it's not, everything isn't kosher 100% of the time. You know, relating back to your story, you know, when you find yourself in the eye of the storm, and everything around you just seems like it's all coming down on you, you're right. Sometimes you need that guiding light. You need that person or group of people to say, hey, you know what? You got this. Even if it's just something as simple as just saying, you know what? You're an awesome dude, man. Keep going. Keep pushing. You know, that that's why some these days you got to really be careful about what you say, because, you know, the old saying, you know, words can't hurt you, but words can definitely, you know, bring you down, and it can tear your world apart sometimes. You know, I was actually thinking, I forgot who I was talking to or where I heard it from, but I was talking to my wife just 2 days ago. I was thinking about, and I didn't know, you know, your situation beforehand, but I was just thinking about, with the nonprofit that I'm involved with, in the future, if we can connect and collaborate with sponsors or whatnot, what I was thinking of is to just like get a parking lot, right? Like a safe parking lot. Just get a parking lot, put some lights up, maybe throw some Wi-Fi. I don't know. Like I said, it's just an idea right now that I'm working on, to where people who find themselves in the situation you found yourself in has a safe place to come and park at night. You guys can sleep. Not only can you sleep there safely, have lights and whatever, a few amenities, restroom, clean restrooms and stuff like that. Maybe even a place to shower, you know, that would be awesome. But just to see other people that you can relate to, that you can touch, that you can shake hands with, that you can talk to, and you guys can share your guys' little milestones and successes, to say, hey, this just happened to me, man. I just got a job, or whatever the case was, so that you guys can also, when you find yourself in that situation, you're not alone. That's the biggest thing. When you think you're alone, it's like a trap that you can't, it's so hard to get out of. So that's kind of one of the things that I wanted to work on as a program for the nonprofit. But again, right now it's just the idea phase. So you know what? Thank you for sharing that story with us, Joseph, because like I said, when we were on break, your story is never too little. Your story is never not important. You never know who you could be that guiding light for someone else. And I think that with hearing your story now, I'm going to be even more motivated and inspired to start working on that safe parking lot, to where, like I said, people who find themselves in that situation, they can collaborate with others who are in similar situations. So,
and on top of my situation, I didn't have family here, so I didn't have nobody here.
Yeah, that makes it hard.
And it was very, very hard. So if I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's so hard, especially when all your family's back in Hawaii. And plus you're, you know, as a person, right, whether man or woman, you it's hard to tell your parents these things. You know, you don't want to let them know. You know, when you talk to them, you're like, hey, I'm doing okay. I'm working on this. I'm working on that. You know, things are going to get better. You know, it takes a lot to say, you know, I'm sleeping in my car, mom and dad. You know what I mean? And whether you say that or not, there's no right or wrong answer, because in life, it's whatever you are comfortable with. But, you know, I like I said, I definitely appreciate you sharing that story with us, especially being that you never shared it with anyone before. So to be on the radio and doing it here live, I mean, bro, kudos to you, man. High five. We just fist bumped each other. But
that was hard. That was very hard.
Yeah, I would imagine. And so that's going to inspire me to get that parking lot going sooner rather than later.
And why I wanted to share that is I'm hoping to inspire anybody and everybody, that whoever listens to this now and in the future, that if I can inspire you, that you can just remember, you are awesome, you're great, you're special. Just remember that. Just don't give up. And if you need somebody, you can reach out to me. My Facebook is JRULEP, or you can reach out to Tua or Tu. They're very great individuals, or whoever you feel that cool. is that good inspiration to you.
Yeah, so Junior, okay, I'm going to try to make a deal online here, okay, on the airwaves here, so that I'm going to put you on the spot. So if I find someone in that situation, knowing that you're a massage therapist and knowing how good, you know, words can uplift somebody, but so can a massage. So if I find somebody, what could you offer them?
Well, I can offer a 30-minute massage, chair massage. In fact, let me give you a story why I got into the massage. When I was going to school, my first option was correction officer, because I went to Fresno State as a crim major. I went to the Sheriff 108 program, and you know, I love the law enforcement. But then I remember a lot of people, family members, told me I have good hands. So looking at the pricing, it wasn't in my budget, but with the new program that they offer, I took the massage class, and now I'm a massage therapist.
Yeah, no, that's pretty awesome. I mean, that's
he gave me that look, like thumbs up.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're thinking about going law enforcement and then massage therapist, I mean, you can't get any more different than that. Wow. But yeah, I mean, either way, the goal is probably to serve. And like you said, if you have good hands and you can help somebody with that, then so I'm going to hold you to that 30 minute massage. So does if I find someone, do I get a 30 minute massage too?
Oh, yeah. All right. You got it right here. You hear it first thing. Yeah, you got it.
So when you became a massage therapist, and you were promoted at the same time, because this segment here is about committing to the process, what made you decide, you know what, I want to focus on one thing now? When and why?
Well, I slowly stopped doing the promotion in some ways, but I kind of integrated it with the massage therapy, because if you want your business to get out there, you have to promote yourself. So I put it together. And what I learned and my experience in the promotion, I just kind of used that.
So experience. Instead of promoting others, you were just now promoting yourself first, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So myself first, and I need to grow. And then I also still promote others as well.
Yeah, I mean, once it's in your DNA, once it's in your blood and you have that experience, it's hard to not put it to use, right? And especially when you've built, like we were talking about earlier, when you've built all those bridges, I mean, when somebody's going to be asking you for something, hey, Joe, hey, Junior, you still do this? You still do that? I need this. So maybe even just to help someone out, you'll do it. But
yeah,
it's pretty cool to get paid at the same time, too.
Yeah, we got to eat.
All right, so we're going to go into commercial again. So thanks for tuning in for Multicultural 16 on the AM. And once we get back, we're going to hear some more stories from Joseph. And then two's going to talk a little bit about the night market. So stay tuned in.
Oh,
Multiculture 1600 AM. Before the commercial break, I kind of mentioned about the night market on March 20th, and Two is part of the board that's handling this event right here. So, Two, can you give us like a little brief information before we go on to back to Joseph?
Yeah. So I'm the vice president of RISE, which is a 501c3 nonprofit here. We are trying to reach out to the youth. We have a lot of programs in place and a lot of ideas that we want to implement. At my core, I've always believed, you know what? I have to be the change that I want to see in my community, in my family. So that's kind of why I took on this position. And the planning is still in the works, so things are up to be changed, and we will always keep people notified on our social media page and everything. But we are planning a night market on Friday nights. We're aiming for March the 20th. We may or may not be able to launch that date, but we will keep people updated. There's just so much stuff that has to be done that I did not realize of as I'm doing this. So it's like, okay, I got this down. Oh, now there's one more thing to do. Okay, I get this done. Oh, there's two more things to do. So I thank the people and our vendors, people who are supporting us, who are interested. I want to thank them for their patience and for their understanding. So yes, March 20th is the expected launch date. And we're going to just have that night market out there for the community to come, have some fun. We'll have live entertainment. We'll have games for kids to play, raffles, silent auctions, lots of vendors out there, food. So just come out there and have fun with us. And just know that the money that you're supporting are all local businesses. You're helping them put food on the tables for their families. You're helping us to fundraise and implement our plans that we have for the community. So there's lots more to come out, but as of right now, yes, the night market is expected to launch on March the 20th at our parking lot right there on Blackstone and Ashland. So we will definitely get back to it as it nears.
So Joseph, for the commercial out, you say that during your trip to Hawaii, you didn't almost come back. And so what made you come back?
Well, at first, I didn't really want to come back with all the things that I was going through. But my parents and I were just talking, and I guess for me not coming back, I'd be too selfish. Reason for that is, yes, I'm a single father. I have two kids, and I came back for them. So if I didn't come back, then I'd be too selfish. So as I came back, a lot of things got better. A lot of doors opened, like what we were talking about earlier, how I got into promoting with the bigger events, to me going to school and becoming a massage therapist. So why and what I did was I told myself that it's not for me, it's for them. So that's why I came back.
Well, I think I know you're a humble guy and you're trying to be modest, Junior, but I also believe that at the core of us all, your intentions are in line because you wanted to come back and you wanted to be there for your kids, like you said, right? You wanted to be an active father, you know, be an active part of their growth. And so that's commendable. That's very respectable. And I think every father should strive and aspire to be that, because, you know, as kids, it's just so important to have that father figure role model. Because if we don't have it, we're going to look for it elsewhere. But also at the core, I believe that, you know, a part of you subconsciously is doing it for yourself too. I mean, we all do things for ourselves, for our own benefits, not in a, and I'm not saying this in a negative or bad light, but it just goes to show your character. You know, you could have stayed, you could have taken the easy way out. You could have just relaxed in Hawaii. I mean, oh, that's such a hard life.
Forget about everything.
But you decided to come back to Fresno of all places. But no, Fresno, I love y'all. Fresno is awesome. I've been here for the last, I can't even count how many years. It's my hometown, I consider it. So even though I was born outside of here, but it just goes to show your character and that you are not a quitter. You are a fighter. You're going to persist until you succeed. Doesn't matter how high the mountain is, you're going to go. Your kids are a factor, you know, but ultimately, kids, what I tell my kids is ultimately you guys are going to grow up. You guys are going to live your own life. You're going to be your own adult. You're going to have your own life. But what's going to be left is me. So I know that I guess what I'm trying to say is just it just goes to show your character that you are a good person deep down inside.
And I want to share one thing too. Prior from me moving here to Fresno back in 2002, I had a dream a week prior to moving. And that dream showed me something, that something is great for you is to come when I moved here. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it's going to be. But I feel that with the process that I'm going through, I kind of see, looking back, there was a lot of great things. And there is more great things to come. So that's another thing that kind of played in sync for me to come back. If I didn't come back, I wouldn't be working with a lot of the big names in the industry, the entertainment industry, and becoming a massage therapist. With a massage therapist, I got to massage a lot of big name people, from Jessie Reyes. She performed at Grizzly Fest in front of thousands of people, to the Fresno State football players. I got to massage, Marcus McMarion, the quarterback, when they won the 2018 Mountain West Championship. I got to massage a list of numerous big-name peoples as well. But if I didn't come back, that wouldn't happen. But I did. So, yes, Tua's right. I had that little thing that also, well, it was to better myself as well. That's why.
Yep. Staying committed to the process, not giving up, pushing forward. I mean, there's a endless list of things that I can attribute to that experience and your story and stuff like that. So no, Joe, it was awesome. It's amazing. Like I said, you know, for you to open up like that on the mic here live, kudos to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm a very shy person. I never talk like this.
Wait. How can a shy person be a promoter, huh? Explain that to me.
Well, there's certain ways or certain things that I'm shy.
He wears a mask.
I'm shy talking to a lot of people, in front of a lot of people. But since this is, I'm on the mic.
He's still blushing right now, all your listeners. If you're here to see it, he's like bright pink. matches his Hawaiian shirt too.
Yeah, I'm wearing a red Hawaiian shirt.
So before we end the session today, what is your future goal, Joseph? I mean, what are you planning to see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years with this massage therapy or in this business? You know.
Well, what I see, and I've been writing it down, and
that's
I tell myself that I want to be a successful massage therapist. And maybe one day, and I know it will come to fruition if you speak the affirmation, was that? Speak into existence to what you want. That for me, what I want is to have a successful massage business and to run kind of like multiple locations. That's my end game. But that's some of it. And also be a successful promoter if you know, God forbids. But right now my focus is the massage therapy, and I've been pushing it more and more.
Yeah, no, going back to what you said, I mean, self-affirmation is definitely a requirement for anybody. I mean, that just builds, it's a part of goal setting, you know, stepping stones to your bigger goals. I mean, when you self-affirm, you're saying, I am going to be, I am going to do, I, you know, will be doing, you know, so self-affirmation is so important to your psyche. It's so important to your confidence. You know, you want to set realistic goals. Don't set unattainable things and set yourself up for failure. But, you know, set little small stepping stones so that you can say, hey, I wanted to do this. I got this done. Now, here's the next step. Now, here's the next step, right? So that you're working towards your goal. And so I think that, you know, what you have aspired to be that you just shared right here, I think that's very realistic, and I think that's a very good cause, because people just need a reason to believe, you know, from where you were, homeless, sleeping in your car, to where you are now. I mean, that is an inspiring story, and thank you for sharing that.
And one thing, when I finally got me my own place, I thank God first, and
amen.
One thing that I've been doing in the process every day is I write little post-it notes and I put it on my wall. I put down, you're a winner. Remember, remember why you're doing this, who you're doing this for.
Yep.
And I always look at that every morning, and I always tell myself that you're successful, you're a winner, and I believe in you. And because I didn't have anybody at that time as well, so I just used that as a tool to help push myself on a daily basis, as you know, a way to motivate myself to where I am today.
Yeah, no, that's pretty awesome. You know, I have a little notebook that I write all the stuff down. I'm pretty meticulous about it. So I write down what I want to do, what I am going to do, what I need to do, and any crazy ideas that I have, I write it down in a little notebook, and I have a bunch of those. So yeah, writing it down makes it real. Writing it down holds you accountable. Writing it down makes you committed to the process.
Yep, and that's the theme for Tuesdays. And then tomorrow, make sure to tune in for Wisdom Wednesday. And he's going to bring on a special guest, so don't miss out tomorrow. So thanks for tuning in to Multicultural 1600 AM. I want to thank our special guest, Joseph, and co-host, too. And tune in tomorrow and every day of the week from 1 to 2, Multicultural Hmong American Hour.
If you want to follow me, go to Ohana Massage Team on Instagram and on Facebook.
This was a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM.